This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. When war broke out in the West African nation of Mali last year, one of the targets was that country's ancient music tradition. As Islamist rebels occupied northern Mali, they banned music and shut down clubs and record shops. At the time, Malian singer and songwriter Rokia Traore was finishing up her fifth album. It's now complete. It's called Beautiful Africa. Rokia Traore is the daughter of a Malian diplomat, and so she grew up moving from continent to continent, absorbing all kinds of musical influences. And she joins me now here in our studios. Ms. Traore, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We hear you in the song singing in Bambara. You also sing it in French and in English. And this song is all about violent conflict in Africa, right? In Congo and in Mali and other countries. Why do you call it Beautiful Africa?
Because these conflicts are mine. They are in these countries which are mine because I am an African. And what you can see on medias is like there is no longer life possible there in these countries. So I'm simply not saying that it's the best place in the world and it's the best culture, no. But I have a responsibility in what happened. And I knew I love Africa, of course, and I knew I am proud of Africa and I trust in Africa, and I just wanted to sing that. Okay, well.
Je t'aime, Afrique, Afrique, je t'aime. Quelle maninde, douce maninde. Oh, Mansaba, nesansuma yalangan douce raye.
Talk a bit about your own personal journey toward becoming a musician and picking up the guitar. I mean, I mentioned you're the daughter of a diplomat. This wasn't an obvious path for you to follow. How did it happen?
It wasn't expected. And my parents were definitely disappointed.
They were. They did not think this is what they wanted you to do.
Yeah, and as old parents, they wanted me to be the closest to them in life. Both of them were civil servants, and my dad is the one who pushed me to have an interest in music and culture in general. And when I told him that I wanted to stop my studies and start music, what he said was that I pushed you to have an interest in music for your general culture and for your education.
But not to do it as a living.
Yourself. And I said, well, but you were a musician.
He played saxophone. Correct?
Yes. Yeah. And he said, you have no training in music. This is a very bad idea. So for something like 2 years, he didn't want to talk to me.
You didn't talk to your father for 2 years?
He didn't want to talk to me.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's a long time to wait.
It is. And the same time, I felt like I couldn't. You know, there are some things like that. You know, you have this profound conviction that what you're doing and how you're doing is the right way. And after a year and a half, my first album came out, and he cried a lot and said, I probably should trust in her, and I didn't.
I'm talking with the singer and songwriter Rokia Traore from Mali. We're listening to a song here called Lala.
Lala.
What do you hear as you listen to this?
Maybe.
That's what it translates.
Lala means maybe. And yes, anything in this world eventually is Lala. You don't know. You can plan things. You can have a strong will. But we have to accept that nobody on this earth knows what will happen.
What are we hearing musically here? What instrument?
Ngoni, which is the traditional lute. And there are three guitars, drums, and double bass. I am on the bass, I mean the main melody.
Can you sing it?
Da 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 da
You have traveled all over the world as a child. You grew up in many different countries, different continents. Where do we hear the diverse musical influences in these songs? What are you drawing on here?
I don't know. It's very difficult to know exactly what I learned where. It's just a global thing you are. And growing up between two cultures makes you this kind of person all the time in the middle of something, but never totally something. And music helped me to feel good with myself and with this double identity.
Your double identity. You're part European, part African.
Yes.
I want to ask you about a song on the album that's an ode to the women of Africa.
Sarama.
And what does that mean?
Sarama means a charming person. More than that, someone amazing. You just look at and you have no word to define how you love, how much you appreciate the person. This is a Sarama person.
Muso Sarama ni muso dambe mani muso keimbe bamako Mbaka kene muso ni gipur muso ni mini donabe bamako.
Rokia Traore, what inspired this song and what are you singing about here?
I am singing about all my relatives and friends living in countryside in Mali and in Africa. These women are simply amazing because when I feel tired, I imagine them in their life of every day. They never show that they're tired. They're like iron women all the time, really working, but working and smiling and taking care of everything with nothing to support them.
Iron women.
They are, for me. And the amazing thing is that when I go back to my parents' village, all these people telling me that they are impressed by me, it really makes me cry because they cannot imagine how beautiful they are in the middle of this very difficult life. And I wanted to sing that for them and to say thank you for being my source of inspiration.
That's lovely. This is a beautiful song.
Anything good I can do, I want it to be a tribute to you.
Rokia Traore from Mali. Her new album is Beautiful Africa. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You are listening to All Things Considered.